Yeah. So I don't get it. They well, if we didn't record it, what would happen?
What?
I mean, it wouldn't be valid if we said that we wouldn't let them record it, right?
Well, then we'd hang up.
Right. Yeah.
And then it wouldn't be free, and I wouldn't get $10.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Oh no, that's what I figured. I mean.
No.
Yeah. But.
Well, the thing is, I had to press a button.
Uh-huh.
To get them to say that to you.
Right.
How are
yeah.
you?
I'm doing well. No, I really am doing okay. You know, it's just a lot of things to do.
Where were you?
I honestly thought that our call was for 12 o'clock.
No.
I have it written down in several places.
12 o'clock was Wednesday.
Yeah.
11 o'clock was Thursday.
I mean,
it was Tuesday. What day?
I know, I thought it was again.
No, because sometimes I go out on Thursday night, so I would not make an arrangement to speak to you at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm very, very, very sorry.
Don't be sad. Did you get my email?
Not yet. I haven't had a chance to check it today.
Well, what were you doing when I called you?
I was actually out studying.
Are you nervous?
What do you mean?
For school.
No. No. Definitely not. I just, you know, I have to pace myself with my work.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, have my October all laid out.
All laid in October. Yeah, anyway, we have several choices about where to go for dinner for your birthday.
Oh.
Okay, one is that we are invited to a body painting party at Claire's house.
Uh-huh.
We can go or not go, as the case may be.
Right.
I don't know if we want to do that necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be cool. I don't know. The other thing is, would you want to go to the White Dog, do you think? I've decided I'm either going to take you to the White Dog for dinner on Saturday night, or I'm going to take you there for brunch on Sunday morning.
I think dinner there would be wonderful. Is it, you like it? You enjoy it?
I love it very much. But we have other choices, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to, there's supposed to be the best Chinese food in Philadelphia.
Right.
It's called Susanna Foos. We walked past it.
Yeah.
It's also supposed to be really expensive, but I may be downtown near there tomorrow, and I want to check out the prices, and if it's not too absurd, we might want to go there.
Interesting. Definitely.
Or we could go to the restaurant school, but they have a dress code, and I don't know
how
I feel about having to go to a place where they tell you what to eat and there's a dress code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's all that.
Right. Ooh. Those sound like, those are very wonderful ideas. Absolutely. Now, my question to you is, would you rather I take a 5:05 or 6:15 train?
Which is easier for you? Well, actually, probably if you can take the 5:05, I would like that because I have to be with the Quaker Notes at 8.
Right.
If you take the 5:05, how long a ride is it?
It'll get there, you know, like 7:04 is the scheduled time.
Yeah, that would be, if you could do that, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that involve leaving work early?
It doesn't matter. I could leave a half hour or hour early. Wouldn't be a big deal.
It wouldn't make you sad?
Not at all. I actually asked for permission today. And, I don't know, the secretary said that I could. She didn't see any problem, but I mean, I'm sure there won't be a problem.
Yeah. Well, we're rehearsing at 8, and we're singing at 9.
Right.
And you can come and see the show.
Yes. Would we eat after, I guess?
Yeah. Or? Yeah, I won't have eaten dinner.
Yeah. Then we'll definitely do that.
Well, the late dinner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're only going to sing 4 songs, so
right.
I don't know if we're going to want to stay and watch the one act.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We'll see how everybody feels.
Everybody is us.
Is Catherine going to be staying in the room on Sunday night?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I know. I think she'll sleep on the couch.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. John from the 4-bedroom quad isn't going to be around, and he said that she could use his bed, but I don't know how she's going to feel about that.
Uh-huh.
I would stay. I mean, I slept in their common room. It was not a big deal.
Right. Yeah. Why didn't you sleep in your own common room?
I didn't want to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
It didn't seem appropriate.
Why not? I mean,
kind of thing where, like, if I was sleeping in the common room, then it would sort of been, well, also because they had a bed in their common room.
Uh-huh.
And we only have a couch in ours.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense, definitely. Yeah. So, are you excited for the weekend?
Yeah.
Great. I am extremely excited, especially since you get this extra day.
Yeah. Do you have any idea when you're going to have to get back on Monday?
I don't know. I figure get back in time for dinner, whichever, you know, early evening. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to take a bus that got me back after.
You're
study.
Not taking a bus.
Home?
No.
Why not?
You're not taking a bus home.
I thought I was.
No, you thought wrong.
I thought I definitely was.
You're definitely not.
Since I'm taking a train.
You got definitely was and definitely not confused. I'm not going to put you on the bus on your birthday. You're not riding the bus on your birthday.
Doesn't matter.
Does to me.
It really doesn't.
Nuh-uh. Well, it does to me because that's an extra hour that I won't get to spend with you.
Mm-hmm. No.
No way. You're taking the train both ways.
I just thought we'd agreed to that.
No, you thought wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You also thought you'd agreed to pay for both ways, which was also wrong. You're coming up with these wrong ideas all the time.
So, what else is going on this weekend with your friends and people you know?
Pylam's having a hotel party on Friday night.
Who is?
Pylam. We're invited.
Right.
I don't know what else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on.
Right.
It's a little early to tell.
Yes.
No one's in a going out mood yet because everybody has midterms tomorrow except me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have tests and stuff?
Next week.
Do you have testies?
I have one next week and then one the week after and then one the week after.
No, I have a paper due next Thursday. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to be... That's definitely true. I mean, can you afford to not... I mean, if really, honestly... If you want to take part of this weekend out to do a little work, you know, together, we can, you know.
I'm thinking probably we should spend all day Sunday just sort of studying.
Yeah?
Yeah. And probably Monday morning also.
Okay, then I'll be...
And then you can go home Monday around noon. Okay?
But, Miranda, I'm concerned. I mean, I am.
You should be concerned about your own work.
No, I need to be concerned about yours as well.
Well, if you have concerns over your work, then we'll study. If you don't, then we won't.
Well, I don't because I know that I've set it up intentionally so I can afford to.
Well, then don't worry about it.
No, if you have something due on Thursday...
Look. I don't want you telling me that I have... You know, you're turning into a nag, and then I'm going to have to beat you up.
I'm not turning into a nag.
You are. If I wanted to study this weekend, I would have
said
things...
You said that you were worried about it.
I just thought that you wanted to know, like, what was going on in my life and stuff.
I do, but you're worried about it, and I want to make sure that you're okay.
Look, please.
I mean, I just asked if you could afford to.
I'm saying yes, I can.
Okay.
So drop it, please.
I will. You hadn't said, yes, it's okay. You made a joke. Okay, if you feel okay about it, then yes. I feel that. I know that you have plenty to do.
Hey, we're on hurricane watch here.
Yeah, we're on tornado watch, which I guess isn't as bad. Yeah, I mean, it's very screwed up. I looked at the weather forecast for D.C. for the weekend, since for Philadelphia they only have for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And none of these places are supposed to get any more rain.
Well, I hope not. Maybe it's all going to pass tonight. All I know is that I was walking today outside at night and it was hot. It was hotter than heck.
Yes, it was.
I was sweating.
It's supposed to be a very hot weekend. What should I pack?
You should pack... I don't think you'll need shorts.
No.
No. You should bring pants. You should bring khakis in case we decide to go somewhere nicer.
Okay.
Just in case.
All right.
You know what? Yeah, you probably definitely should.
And a button down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Because I'm not yet certain, but I think we should be. I haven't made any reservations yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just to leave all our options open.
Right.
I was calling around, you know. I'll wait and see.
Right. Well, I'm coming from work, so I'll have something, but I wouldn't want to wear the same thing out. That would be bad.
Well, you might. I mean, it wouldn't be that night anyway. Friday night's going to be very low-key.
Yeah.
We're going to have much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Going to fucking fuck.
Yeah. It's going to be so wonderful spending hours with you.
Yeah. It's going to be a bit of a relief. Well, I got my ECH check, too. Did they take any out of yours?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How much?
I got $112.50 back.
Not very nice.
Oh, it's not that bad. They could have done a lot worse, actually.
Very annoying. I got my whole thing back. So.
Well, you still have people living there that were living there over the summer.
Yeah, this is true.
It's different.
And unless they brought up charges.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what Amy Rosenberg did?
What?
She was supposed to live with Paula, and she decided, you know, in the high-rise, it's a couple floors down, she decided that she loved Hamilton Court so much that she was going to stay.
Uh-huh.
So she's living there now.
With Paula?
No, Paula's living in high-rise north.
Right. Who is Amy Rosenberg living with?
I have no idea.
Very funny.
That apparently is why Paula tried to get Allison to live with her.
Right.
Because she has this huge empty room.
That is ironic.
It's pretty funny. I think it's pretty funny.
Oh, it definitely is. Is the humor lost on Allison?
I don't know. See, Allison hasn't talked to me about it.
Right.
I'm not supposed to know.
Ah, I see. That's right. I forgot all about that.
Well, you should get some rest.
I'm okay. Besides, I have to put my shirt in the dryer anyway.
Dried shirt.
I would have washed more dress shirts if I knew that,
But you probably won't need one. In fact, you'll probably be fine just having the one that you're going to wear.
I'd hate to wear the same shirt.
How come?
People see me going out in the same shirt I was wearing the first time I came in.
What are you talking about? You're going to change out of the shirt as soon as you get here.
Aren't we going straight to your notes?
I don't think so.
We would have to if you have to meet them at 8.
Yeah, and they'll be getting in a little after 7, yeah?
Right. I mean, we would be cutting it very close if we went back to your room first.
I'd rather go back to the room.
I don't know. I mean, especially if Amtrak stays true to form.
It's my plan to go back to the room, unless something goes terribly wrong. Or you can change on the train. I'm not kidding.
No, I was actually looking forward to coming with my work clothes on.
Wait, I'm loving you.
Love you too.
I have a bit of a headache.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have Tylenol?
I do. I don't want to take it, though.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't want to depend on that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if taking it once will start that going. It's if you have a persisting thing going.
Yeah. What if I start getting persistent headaches?
I don't think so.
I'd rather wait and save it.
Mm-hmm. How about Petunia?
Still here.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
That's really terrible for you. I'm sorry.
It is very terrible. It's the worst thing ever.
I know. I'm so sorry. You, and we'll go back to the usual after this is done.
What mean you?
I mean you don't have to get that renewed.
What is it safer to have it renewed?
This is a horrible way to live. You cannot like this.
It's better than being worried all the time. Even if it means that I never get to have oral sex again. Which would make me deeply sad.
I say that we simply take an extra precaution then.
It really, I feel very insecure now the other way.
Uh-huh.
It should get better every time, you know. There should be less every time I get one of those shots.
I thought you said you were only going to get it twice.
Well, the next one should be better.
Right. Yeah.
I hope. Anyway, it's coming up next week.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I may go to Boston to visit Dana.
I know, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I hope so.
So is the call from Dana that much of a surprise?
Yeah. I haven't spoken to her since before I left for school.
I mean, if you were planning on visiting her.
I hadn't told her yet that I was coming to visit her.
Really?
I just told her just now, yeah. What, not so funny.
It is very funny.
Not so funny.
I mean, it is midterm season. I mean, you know,
well,
Dana...
Well, if it wasn't going to happen, it's not a big deal.
Right. Yeah.
Very spontaneous. Spontaneous. Anywho, we should probably get going.
Okay. I love you.
I love you. I'm just pretty tired. Now, when should I expect your train exactly?
7:04.
Okay, I'll be there around 7, just in case.
Yeah, if something does go terribly wrong.
Well, then I'll know. And how about this? If for some reason... if something goes so wrong that I'm going to have to leave.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the one acts are in High Rise East in something called the Rathskeller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is exactly. You can go to High Rise East and find out.
Yeah, it's definitely a food place. Yeah. That's cool that you guys have one.
A food place?
Yeah, it's like a little, at least that's what it is at other schools.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I've never been there. It may be down. It may be in the basement there.
It's like a pit, but they serve like prepared food too.
Well, I don't think they serve prepared food in the High Rise East basement. I think that's just what it's called.
Right.
I don't know how you'd get in there exactly. Well, I guess I'd be expecting you.
Uh huh.
Because you'd need ID to get in there.
Right.
But it's in High Rise East, and if I have to leave without you,
uh huh,
you'll know.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to meet you by the statue of that of Winged Victory holding the corpse of a dead railway worker.
So wait, but if I take the later train, I won't be getting in until after 8. So shouldn't I just meet you at High Rise North or something?
Well, you're not taking the later train.
But you said if something was horribly wrong.
I meant with your train getting delayed.
Okay.
Please don't take the later train without telling me first.
No, no.
Otherwise, I'll be waiting there for an hour.
Oh, I know. What I'm saying, that's what I thought you meant by something. Okay. Well, yeah, definitely.
Well, either way, if you come first.
Right. Either way, if I'm late, whether it's that train or the next one, I'll just, I guess, wait for you in the lobby of High Rise East.
Mm-hmm. And please, if you have to take the next one, call.
I'll try, yeah.
Leave a message, even if you have to use 1,250,000.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise I'm going to be waiting for you for an hour.
I know. Well, you'll know when, if the other train arrives.
That's not fair. Please call.
I will definitely try. Oh, absolutely. I'm just saying, oh yeah, I would make every effort.
Okay. Anyhow, I'll see you tomorrow at around 7.
Right.
I'm looking forward to this immensely. Okay, so happy birthday.
Okay.
I'll see you soon. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
See you soon.